Do the from the whole letters of the Rebbe. This was a letter that the Rebbe wrote as an introduction to the pamphlet, collection of some memoriam, it looks like. And the Rebbe, as an introduction, so the Rebbe wrote this. He says it's known that our sages expounded when it says in the verse, "You shall teach your sons." The day that you stood before God, your God, in Chorev, you should tell them. So he says that just like over there when you were standing at the Mount Chorev, or just like there you were trembling with awe and with sweat, it was a tremendous respect. So same thing is here, in other words, all the time when we study Torah, we can't just, you know, you can't study Torah in a leisure way, sort of. You have to be respectful, you have to be with trembling, with fear, knowing that this is the teaching of Hashem, knowing that this is godly. And the Arizal explains that the difference between the word ema, that's a intellectual awe that you have, it's a fear like it's in your mind. And when we use the word yira, that's in your heart. And then it says reses, this is another expression, that is the inner organs, and sweat is Zia, is the external. These are, there's four different languages used, and the Arizal explains the four different languages. It's your mind, your heart, your inner organs, and your outer organs, and that is, the sweat is the outer organs. That means that a person who either reads the Chumash, or learns the Mishnah, or studies any part of Torah, you have to be fully engaged, your mind, your heart, your inside, your outside, and you have to feel like you're standing like by giving of the Torah, just at that time. You have to be fully engaged, fully penetrated with that awe and the love and the connection of that fear and awe of Hashem. So, but one can argue over there, why were the Jewish people in that level? Because they actually had a very traumatic experience. It was lightning and thunder, there was a whole lot of physical fanfare going on over there at the time. So they saw the voice, that time they saw the voices, they saw the flames. God spoke to them, as it says, ponim beponim, like face to face, Hashem spoke to you. So how could a person draw on himself such a level of awe all the time? I mean, you're not experiencing what they experience over there. How can we expect from a person to do that? But when a person will place to his heart that the Torah that he studies is drawing down the Supreme Chochmah, and in it rests and is revealed the infinite light of Hashem, which is higher than Hishtal Shalus. And before Hashem, darkness is like light. Atop, the up, and the bottom, spiritual and physical, are all equal. So then you can everything feel that everything is the same. Basically, a person needs to contemplate that what he's studying is the infinite study, is the infinite wisdom of Hashem. It's not human wisdom. It's infinite, and it's higher than everything. So therefore, everything is equal, and this, that we should have below, that we can hear sort of God Himself speaking, you know, in this world. So now it's just like then. We have the possibility, as they had during the giving of the Torah. At that point, there was no separation, the above and below. Hashem descended sort of into this world. Everybody was able to experience that. And Hashem says to Moshe to go up. There was a combination. There was like a breaking of the barriers between the upper and the lower. God comes, descends. The Jewish people are elevated. Or Moshe Rabbeinu, representing the Jewish people, is elevated. And this is, Rebbe says, is always renewed when it comes Shavuos Matdarsenu. And as an introduction to that, Rebbe says we always have to say Nasi V'Nishma, that we will do and that we will listen, and that is the way to achieve that level.